Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
That's the sound of torrential rain and thunder in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday afternoon. And today, California is expecting freezing temperatures in the Central Valley, rain, and up to 10 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada. Let's talk about some of the wild weather around the country this week with Mark Elliott. He's a meteorologist and storm specialist at the Weather Channel. Mark, there's something called an atmospheric river sitting over California. What does that mean?
Yeah, the atmospheric river, it's both vitally important and potentially the definition of too much of a good thing. It picks up moisture from the tropical Pacific, and as a storm comes across the Pacific Ocean, it can really focus that in into these narrow corridors, which then get pointed at the west, the western U.S. It's so important because some areas of the West get the majority of their precipitation from these events, and yet also potentially destructive, as there could be flash flooding. You mentioned feet of snow. This is not a low impact event when they happen.
Yeah, exactly. How much precipitation are we talking about here? And can it help with the drought, or is it really just too much?
So both. It will help the drought to some degree, but this is now a long-term drought that's been building in across the West once again. And so every little bit helps, right? You never want to discount getting this type of precipitation in. I don't think it will erase the drought completely through the West, but it's certainly better than not getting anything at all. And as you mentioned, some of the mountains are getting 10 feet, 11 feet of snow in the higher peaks.
Yeah.
That is excellent for the locking up the moisture for the traditional drier months still to come. We need that precipitation locked in.
Mark Elliott, meteorologist and storm specialist from the Weather Channel. Thanks.
Thank you.